Okay, today on All Tech Considered, an all-out battle in the world of online dating. If you're looking for love, you are not going to find any, at least not between the apps Bumble and Tinder. You might know how these apps work. You look at someone's photo and you either swipe left or swipe right. Well, Bumble and Tinder are now fighting in court over whether Bumble swiped ideas from Tinder. NPR's Camila Domonoske explains that this fight raises questions about how patents work in the internet age.
Sean O'Hara has tried a number of dating apps.
There are tons of them, and they're all equally horrible.
Dating is hard, but using the apps is pretty easy. In both Bumble and Tinder, users see a picture of a possible date.
When you swipe left, it's not someone that you're interested in. If you swipe right, then you are interested, and if they're interested as well, then you connect.
These are snap decisions.
Oh, no, bad shoes, wrinkled shirt, not my type. It's very rapid fire, like swipe, swipe, swipe.
That swipe was a key feature of Tinder, which launched first. Then an early Tinder employee who was dating her boss, one of the co-founders, broke up with him, left the company, alleged sexual harassment. She went on to found Bumble, like Tinder, except women move first. The apps are very similar. Maybe too similar?
Match, the parent company of Tinder, is suing Bumble for almost every type of IP infringement you could think of.
Sarah Burstein is a professor at the University of Oklahoma College of Law. And by IP, she means intellectual property. Tinder has patents and trademarks covering the way it works, but Bumble has countersued and called those IP claims bogus.
You don't own the concept of swiping right or swiping left. You don't own the concept of matchmaking.
And there's a lot of money at stake. Forbes values Bumble at over $1 billion, and Tinder is worth even more. So, Tinder didn't invent matchmaking or swiping, but can it own the idea of swipe-based dating apps? It turns out that's a complicated question, and it raises much bigger issues. Patents are supposed to cover specific inventions. They aren't supposed to cover abstract ideas. Daniel Naser is a staff attorney at the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
You don't get a patent for saying cure dementia with a drug. You have to say what the drug is.
Then along came the internet, and people discovered they could patent some pretty abstract ideas as long as they added a computer. Like, you couldn't patent the idea of meal planning, but you could patent meal planning online. You can't patent restaurant menus, but you could patent online menus.
The patent system had started really handing out patents for solve this problem with software.
That changed 4 years ago. A company called the Alice Corporation had some abstract online banking patents, and the Supreme Court threw them out. The court ruled that an abstract idea plus a computer is still an abstract idea. Naser says the Alice decision could be bad news for Tinder. If Tinder's patent is just the abstract idea of matchmaking, but online, that's no longer allowed. But did I mention that it's complicated?
What is abstract is itself a pretty abstract and challenging question.
You can patent software. Your idea just has to be an innovation. So, of course, Tinder says that swiping to match people was unique and innovative. The swipe fight is still working its way through the courts. But in the meantime, it's clear the Supreme Court's decision tightened the rules for software patents, which has had a big impact way beyond the dating industry. Naser argues it's been a positive change, promoting healthy competition. But others worry that good patents are being thrown out as well. Michael Risch is a professor at Villanova University's law school.
If you applied the definitions courts are using for abstractness, many of our most famous patents would wind up being unpatentable today, like the telephone.
Sarah Burstein says this push and pull goes right to the heart of patent law.
It's this sort of eternal tension we have between trying to get the rights not too broad, not too narrow, but really trying to get them just right.
Trying to find the right balance, almost as hard as trying to find the right match. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.